This is the Week in Fake News with Adelaide Mayo.
They were dominating the online media space, but unfortunately, everyone's news pages are back. Dan, where does that leave Adelaide Mayo?
Where we started, basically, in the gutter. So that's nothing's changed.
Well, it's been a busy week this week. It is maths season. Is any work being done in the Adelaide Mail offices?
You're implying that work gets done in the Adelaide Mail offices outside of maths season. No, so you're thinking of the other Adelaide social media account that is obsessively obsessed with maths for some reason. We don't get that. Really.
My mistake. I'm sorry.
Now, we had some pretty exciting news this week. Dancing, returning to pubs and clubs. Hello. First time in a year that we're able to do that. Who do you reckon is going to benefit from this, Dan?
Not single women, unfortunately. I've seen the moves of a lot of men out there, Adelaide, South Australian fellas. That doesn't look good. But look, every dance is a square dance when I'm doing it, because I'm a square. But I think it's going to be a good thing for the pubs and clubs, bringing the dancing back, mainly just because just livening up the place, which I think is great.
Yeah, that is actually, that's probably the most earnest thing you've ever said.
Yeah, I know.
I'll
end it with a nice thing.
Yeah, no, that's nice. Well, this is really weird now. Hey, did mention the fact that news is back on Facebook. Were Adelaide Mail approached in the last 8 days in the Blackout Week to maybe siphon information for anyone else?
Look, unfortunately not, no matter how much we actually did try. So we've come up with a new funding scheme instead. So what we're going to do is what's called a reverse sponsorship. So we're going to ask companies to pay us money for us not to write content about them, which I think is a good thing.
Barnacle Bill's obviously have not paid up in the last couple of weeks.
They have not, indeed. And we don't want to on the run, otherwise, we'll lose a third of our content.
Now, last week we saw a trailer for Mortal Kombat. Everybody is talking about it. Obviously, it was shot here on our homeland in South Australia. What locations have been spotted in the footage?
Yes, look, lots of great locations been spotted. You spot the South Road Bridge in the trailer. There's the Maya Centre Food Court. But look, honestly, when it gets to the movie, 90% of the footage is just going to be CCTV from Hindley Street on a Friday night. So it's, great fights there.
You got to produce things cheaply, and that's just how you do it. Hey, we've been talking about this a lot on the air this week, Dan. A Mount Barker woman has become the first in the hills to be fined under the new cat curfew laws after her cat was filmed urinating on children's toys in a neighbour's backyard. Have you guys seen the video at the Adelaide Mail?
Look, we tried to look it up. So we got on Google and we looked up urinating pussycat toys. We're not allowed back in the Teacher Gully Library anymore for some reason. Our internet access has been blocked. So we saw some interesting videos, but not that one.
I like it. That's very good.
Oh, dear. In more drama, a man from the south of South Australia was in a little bit of strife this week. He did a burnout in a drive-thru because he was angry about an order of soft serve that didn't go too well. Is there something we can actually do about the soft serve machines? I need to know.
Obviously, more burnout is the correct answer. Because the one at my local, the Golden Grove Hungry Jacks, works all the time. And seriously, every P plater is doing a burnout out there. So there's obviously some sort of correlation. So
yeah.
Keep up the burnouts, people. We need more content.
That's Adelaide Mail science for you. AdelaideMail.com. You can get all the latest fake news. Also on Facebook, if you can kind of now just siphon through the rest of the stuff. They're on Twitter as well. Dan, we love your work. Back next week.
Oh, we love you guys. All the best.